This is Jay Sekulow. The Bible in school passes in Texas, but is this controversial speech to be banned by the Fairness Doctrine?
Live from Washington, D.C.
This is my right.
Jay Sekulow Live.
Right given by God.
Phone lines are open for your questions right now.
Live a free life.
Call 1-800-684-3110.
Live in freedom.
That's 1-800-684-3110.
Talking about freedom.
And now, Chief Counsel for the American Center for Law and Justice, Jay Sekulow.
I will fight.
Hey everybody, welcome to the broadcast. We're taking your phone calls from around the country at 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. I'm on the road today, but we've got our studios in Washington, D.C. connected, our studios in Virginia connected as well. I want to start with one quick topic, and that is there's been some debate in Texas over the issue of utilization of the Bibles in curriculum. I'm happy to report that the Texas legislature has passed this bill that will allow Bible courses to be implemented on the local school board level. There are certain requirements they have to meet, but this is a trend we're seeing in the rest of the country. Now, is this controversial or not, and would that impact the Fairness Doctrine? That brings up a whole host of questions, but I wanted to report the fact that they are now allowing the Bible to be taught as part of a curriculum program through the state of Texas. And we're seeing this, by the way, in Georgia and a number of other states, too. I think they've even got programs now in the Northeast, so some real developments there. I also want to give you a report that our brief to the Supreme Court of the United States in the case involving the Ten Commandments Monument down in Utah has been filed. The other side's brief is coming in about 2.5 weeks. Then we'll be responding as well. So that brief going on. Our team is also working at the United Nations on this defamation of religion issue. That is going forward. In fact, Jordan's going to give us a little bit of an update on that situation. We've got research going on that, of course. But also the big hearing coming up on August 12th for the gentleman we had on the phone the other day, Anand. You'll remember he was calling us from London. He's a Muslim, became a Christian. I was training to be an imam, which is a clerical leader, and ends up becoming a Christian, came to faith, has been very active in his church, and is facing deportation. Jordan, you've been involved with our staff overseas on that. What's the status and the latest on that case?
Yeah, one of the first hearings is today, really, on procedural issues. There's more coming up. We're going to try to get over there, and because we want to showcase these issues and let people see these for real. We went to a rally in Washington, D.C. When we talked to people, we realized that one of the ways to make everyone and help everyone to understand this issue is to talk to real people. Now, these people a lot of times are at risk for doing so, but to talk to real people to show you what it's like to go through this kind of persecution. Because for Americans who have not had the ability to travel abroad, especially into these kind of areas where the persecution is so rampant, to see that or do missions work in that kind of area, you really need a visual. Sometimes on radio, it just doesn't get as clear until you hear it from someone, the stories, what they've been through, what their family's been through. So that's something we're really focusing in on now.
It is, and we're going to be, as I said, we've got lawyers over there actually today. Greg Orr from our office in Strasbourg is there today as Jordan said, a preliminary kind of a procedural hearing. Then the big hearing August 12th, we're getting ready for that. Lawyers in Washington, our government affairs people working on it as well. So we've talked about today so far the Bible in curriculum. We've talked about the Supreme Court of the United States and the Ten Commandments. We've talked about persecution of Christians overseas, all of which would be controversial speech, all of which would open up a Fairness Doctrine issue, meaning the other side would get 30 minutes right after this broadcast to get their view out, and you'd be paying for it if it's listener-supported radio. We want to hear what you have to think on all of these issues. Also, how do you see the presidential election shaping up right now? Our phone lines are open for you at 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. We're going to be taking your calls from around the country. When we come back from the break, we're going to be joined by our government affairs staff in Washington, D.C. Drew Ryan is there as well as Nathaniel Bennett. We'll get an update on the Fairness Doctrine and what's happening there. But again, our phone lines are open for you at 1-800-684-3110. How do you see the Fairness Doctrine impacting you and Christian radio? What do you think of the presidential election so far? The positions of the candidates, 1-800-684-3110. Now, folks, as we get ready to go to a break, I encourage you to go to your phones right now. Here's the number for you to call. Add your name to this petition. Standing up for broadcast freedom. We're getting very close on this, but we've got to get over 200. That's the goal before they go on recess. Here is the number. It's 1-877-989-2255. Let me give you the number again. Add your name to this petition. Make sure we can keep this broadcast on the air and talk about these, quote, controversial issues. That's 1-877-989-2255 or aclj.org.
It's a battle over free speech, and it's one we can't lose. On Capitol Hill, efforts are underway to reinstate the troubling Fairness Doctrine, an unconstitutional restriction on free speech. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi has once again said she wants to see the Fairness Doctrine return. She's also stated that she's opposed to efforts in the House to vote on the Broadcaster Freedom Act, a measure that would permanently prohibit the return of the Fairness Doctrine. Stand with the American Center for Law and Justice and urge members of the House to sign on to a discharge petition, a move that would bring the Broadcaster Freedom Act to the House floor for an up or down vote. Representative Mike Pence of Indiana is spearheading that effort.
Help us send the Fairness Doctrine to the ash heap of broadcast history where it belongs.
Sign on today to ACLJ's discharge petition. Call 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255, or add your name online at aclj.org.
Oh, this? Well, actually, I'm earning my global business degree online. Here, have a look. All the courses are taught online, so I can attend class from anywhere. Same with the tests. You can take all those online, too. Or, if I wanted, I could stop by the campus in Virginia Beach and meet with my professor in person or go to class there. But the thing is, my job has been really busy lately, so I do everything from my laptop. Otherwise, it's just like going to class. It's hard work. But when I'm done, I'll have a degree from one of the top 10 online universities in the country.
With both 2- and 4-year degrees available and more than $1.9 million in scholarships and grants awarded to undergraduate students this year alone, a private college education may be closer than you think. Visit applytoregent.com or call 1-888-REGENT-U to find out more about our degree programs, scholarships, and grants.
This is my right, a right given by God.
Hey everybody, welcome back to the broadcast. I want to ask you a bold question. It's something we don't do often on the program, but it's presidential politics are certainly in the news, especially with Senator Obama's trip overseas into the Middle East. What's your thoughts about how that's going? What do you think about the coverage? What do you think about the two presidential candidates? Our phone lines are open for you at 1-877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255. We'll talk about the Fairness Doctrine as well as a host of other issues. But we want to know what you think about these issues. 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. We want to talk about the issues. Talk about the next president of the United States. How do you see the campaigns going? Let me go to Drew Ryan first. And, Drew, let's get an update on the latest on the Fairness Doctrine. I know there's a focus now, and Than's going to talk about this in a minute, but there's a focus on moving a couple of congressmen over so we can get to this 200 number, which is the goal before the break.
Well, I'll tell you what, Jay, the Democrats simply cannot get out of Washington, D.C. fast enough. Two issues that have literally been in the press, whether it's commentary or news stories, are domestic drilling and the Fairness Doctrine. And where we are right now in the state of play, Jay, is we have 197 signatures on this discharge petition. Again, letting our listeners know, we need 218 to bypass Nancy Pelosi and actually get an up or down vote on the House floor. Now, the mark we are setting right now is simply getting over 200, because Than and I, having worked the Hill over these last few years, know that any time a Speaker of the House feels like he or she is about to lose parliamentary control of the House floor, Nancy Pelosi will bring the Broadcaster Freedom Act to the floor if she senses she will lose control. Because what happens, Jay, is when a sponsor of a bill gets 218 signatures on a discharge petition, that individual member, in this case Mike Pence of Indiana, would literally control the House floor, at least for the debate and vote on this floor. So what we're hoping to do is get over 200. The two members we are focused on right now, Jay, are actually two Democrats.
We're focusing on four members. Two of them are Republicans, right, and two of them are Democrats. So we're being equal here. There's two Democrats that are co-sponsors, and there's two Republicans that have not signed either. So who are the four we're focusing on? Let's focus on all four here.
Well, what we're looking at is John Yarmuth, Democrat from Kentucky, Jason Altmaier, Democrat from Pennsylvania. We're also looking at two Republicans, Shelley Moore Capito, Republican from West Virginia, as well as Ralph Regula from Ohio.
What are they saying? I don't understand. When you had all the Republicans sign on this, what are those two saying?
Well, what they're saying, you know, we don't actually know because they voted the right way last year, Jay, for the one-year moratorium on the Fairness Doctrine. In fact, they have co-sponsored the Broadcaster Freedom Act, as have Altmaier and Yarmouth. We're just wondering, is this bad staffing? Are they not up to speed? I have to think that right now we're looking at some bad staffing, at least on the Republican side.
Yeah, let me make a suggestion here and get Dan in the conversation. You know, I don't know if it's bad staffing or if it's not paying attention to the issue, but you've got the overwhelming Republican support. You've got Democratic support for the moratorium last year and supposedly on the broadcast freedom bill generally. It's just getting this petition discharged to get a vote. What do you sense the status is, Dan, right now?
Well, Jay, I think you said it right. I mean, we really do need to focus in on those four members. There were 115 members that voted the right way last year. 113 of them were Democrats. Two of them were Republicans that have not yet signed that discharge petition. Those four that we've discussed really are so critical, and here's why. If they would simply do what they have said they believe, we'd be at 201 signatures. Drew has already talked about why that mark is so critical. Nancy Pelosi would begin to feel the pressure. She very likely may schedule the vote on her own, even though she doesn't want to, because he doesn't want to lose control of the floor. So here's what we need to have happen. Our listeners in Pennsylvania, Kentucky, West Virginia, and Ohio need to stand with us so Drew and I have the clout to go into those offices and show them where their members, where their constituents, where their voters stand on this. They also need to contact these members directly because you've said it over and over, Jay. Time is very short. This week or next week is going to be our last chance on this. So really, they need to stand with us now.
Folks, here's what we want you to do. If you haven't added your name, we need that ammunition for Drew and Than to go into Capitol Hill. We need your name on this petition. Here's the number. It's 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255. Senator Obama said he is not in favor of returning the Fairness Doctrine. Interestingly, although we missed the vote on it, on the Broadcast Freedom Bill. And also, Senator McCain, my understanding is, did vote in favor of broadcast freedom. So they're both saying they're opposed to it, but we'll see if the actions translate into words. We want your comments on this and also your comments on where you see the presidential debates going on right now as far as between Senator Obama and Senator McCain. Our phone lines are open for you at 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. And Jordan, before we take our first call, let me ask you this. There's a lot of speculation about vice presidential selections. There was even reports today that Senator McCain could have, and the really reports yesterday, might make that pick this week. It appears now that that was not accurate, but that they could be honing in on this certainly in the next 3 or 4 weeks.
Coming very soon. The speculation is clear. The talk was really because of Senator Obama's trip to the Middle East, whether because of all that media attention and all the major networks going to cover Senator Obama and really the media, a lot of the mainstream media ignoring Senator McCain and what he's been doing, that maybe that would divert some media attention. Obviously, just talking about it has, but we just don't know. You never know with those things. You can speculate all you want, but you don't know until the decision's made, until it's released to the public.
Yeah, here's what we want you to do, folks. I want to know where you're standing on these candidates. We're not endorsing them on the air. We don't do that. We don't endorse them as organizations, but we want to hear what you have to think because this would be, again, controversial speech. 1-800-684-3110. Our phone lines are open for you at 800-684-3110. Jordan, who do we have?
Let's go right to the phone. Sharon's calling from Idaho on line one. Sharon, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hi, Sharon.
Yes. Hi.
Hi.
Thanks for what you're doing. And on the Fairness Act,
yes.
If it were to go through and the president were to give a speech, say, on terrorism, would it be fair then that bin Laden would have equal time also?
Well, the news organizations would be exempt, but let's say I did it. Forget the president, because the president would be news. So let's assume that the news organizations are exempt. But if I covered it and it was deemed a controversial message that was, let's say it was pro-American in its approach or in favor of the actions of the administration, whatever it might be, no matter who the president was, sure, they would say it's controversial and you've got to put on the counter view. That's the whole idea. It's mandatory. Content, mandatory opposition, mandatory that you, and you're underwriting this, by the way, for the listener-supported stations, that you have this on there. So, look, I think, the reality is it would squelch and eliminate Christian talk radio and conservative talk radio because the legal liability would just be too much to bear. And that's why, Sharon, I don't know if you've signed our petition yet, but I want to encourage you to do so today. Here's the number again. It's 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255. Let me ask you this question, folks. Where are you leaning? Senator Obama? Senator McCain? Congressman Bob Barr is running as a libertarian. 1-800-684-3110 is the number. That's 800-684-3110. Jordan, who's next?
Mary's calling from Alabama on line 5. Mary, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hi, Mary.
Hi, how are you?
Good.
Thank you so much for everything that you're doing. I don't believe Obama nor McCain are right for the job. I think that Obama is just too good to be true, and I think it's very suspicious that all of a sudden he decides to go to Israel when he's...
Well, I don't know. I'm gonna ask you a question about why you think it's too good to be true in a moment. But he went to Israel because he's running for president. He's got to get a sense of the Middle East. And some of the opposition from Senator McCain was that he hadn't been in 900 days, and now he's gone to not just Israel but the Middle East. Why do you say too good to be true? I find that to be an interesting comment. Why do you think he's too good to be true? Talking about Senator Obama.
I don't know. He just seems to be too perfect. I can't explain this. Nothing that I can put in words.
It's interesting that you said this because I suspect there's a lot of other people that may be leaning that way too. But, we want to hear from you on this, so our phone lines are open for you. 1-800-684-3110. That's an interesting analysis, Jordan, and I'll get Drew and Than quickly comment on this. The American people are still in that process. It's the summer, so people are still looking. What's your sense on how this presidential season is going to play out as far as when it's going to really get the people's attention? Jordan first, and I'll go to Drew and Than.
I think everyone got very burned out with the primary season, and people are really just starting to pay attention again. I think people were sick of presidential politics. They dealt with it for more than a year, almost a year and a half before the primaries were over with, especially on the Democratic side of things. We were just over with earlier this summer. I think people were just had enough of it, and they're really waiting now until at least the conventions and then the debates. I don't think people are, unless you're really interested in politics and really engaged in presidential politics, are making any decisions, or that the country is so partisan now that even though people may or may not be happy with different sides, they're not going to give necessarily a fair shake to either side. So I think people are very burned out. I think there's a stark contrast between Senator McCain and Senator Obama, and such a stark contrast that it's almost edged out a lot of the debate in the middle.
Yeah, what about Drew Than? What is your sense? I think people are now starting to engage, but what's your sense?
Well, Jay, you know what? I think as a general rule of thumb, I think a lot of Americans will start paying attention after Labor Day. That will be post-convention. After Labor Day, they're going to be heading into the fall election season. I think what we're going to see a lot more people paying attention to is when they get down to the specifics. And like Jordan said, when they start debating, because I think the thing about Barack Obama is he's a little bit of an unknown quantity right now in the sense that he is speaking in generalities. A lot of people don't know specifically where he is coming from. John McCain has really taken a beating because, one, he won the nomination literally back in February. He's had to speak in specifics and has actually taken a little bit of beating because of that. So I think we'll see a lot more people paying attention after Labor Day.
Well, here we are, folks, giving you a controversial speech talking about the presidential campaign. We want to know where you stand on the candidates, on the fairness doctrine, all of that. 1-800-684-3110 is the number. That's 800-684-3110. Taking your calls from around the country. Who are you for? Obama, McCain, Barr. We want to hear from you again. 800-684-3110. Folks, we're getting ready to take a break. When we come back, more updates. By the way, Supreme Court cases moving forward. UN hearings on the defamation of religion moving forward. I'm going to give you kind of the calendar ahead. It's an amazing calendar we've got in the next couple of months at the ACLJ. But you go to your phones right now. Add your name to our petition to make sure we get broadcast freedom. That's 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255 or ACLJ.org.
There's a storm brewing on Capitol Hill, and the issue is free speech. Some members of Congress want to return to the troubling Fairness Doctrine, a regulatory measure that gave the federal government authority to tell broadcasters what to air. Pure and simple, it means government-mandated speech. It's a dangerous effort that could cripple Christian broadcasting and programs like the one you're listening to. There is something you can do. Stand with the ACLJ and support the Broadcaster Freedom Act, a bill that will prohibit the return of the troubling Fairness Doctrine. It's time to stand for free speech, and that means saying no to a return to the Fairness Doctrine, and yes to passage of the Broadcaster Freedom Act. Let your voice be heard in Congress. Call now, 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255. Or add your name online at ACLJ.org. There's nothing fair about the Fairness Doctrine. It's one of the most important websites on the Internet. By logging onto the website at the American Center for Law and Justice, you get the very latest news and analysis on the issues that matter most to you and your family. And you get help. At ACLJ.org, there's a virtual library of legal resource materials, making it easy for you to get the answers you need to protect your religious and constitutional freedoms, especially when it comes to school issues. ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow.
I cannot tell you how many hundreds of cases every year, literally hundreds,
probably thousands, are resolved without litigation, without lawyers getting involved. When you simply walk in, you take the information down from ACLJ.org, you walk into your school building and say, wait a minute, here's what the law is, this is what, and these are the guys that litigate the case at the Supreme Court of the United States. It makes a huge impact.
Make the ACLJ website part of your daily internet experience. Log on today at ACLJ.org, the internet home of the American Center for Law and Justice. ACLJ.org.
Hey, welcome to the broadcast, everybody. I want to hear, we've got calls coming in, some saying they're going to vote for the, you heard the other one was in favor of Mike Huckabee. Now you've got people calling about Obama, people calling about McCain. We want to know where you stand on these candidates. 1-800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110. Let us know where you're leaning, what your thoughts are in the process. Jordan, let's go right to the phones.
Teresa's calling from Texas on line 5. Teresa, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hi, Teresa.
Hi, Mr. Sekulow. The reason I'm calling is because, to me, I see a glaring disqualification of Obama in that, similarly how Harry S. Truman was not himself a Japanese person, but let's say for sake of argument that he grew up in Nagasaki instead of Independence, Missouri, and that his adoptive parents, let's say, were Japanese.
Yeah, so and the Supreme Court allowed the internment of the Japanese Americans, which of course was a violation of the Constitution. They later repudiated it. How does that relate to what you're concerned about with Barack Obama? Because his parents, one of them was living in Kenya?
Not only was his grandfather, and he says this openly, a Kenyan farmer was
right.
He was Muslim, his stepfather.
Yeah, but you know, we have in the Constitution, and again, I'm not taking sides on who's going to be the I'm not going to tell you where I'm leaning or how I'm going to vote. We don't do that on this broadcast, and we don't endorse candidates. But I wanted to have an open forum on this. He has, first of all, said he's a Christian, and I'm not going to judge his theology. That's not certainly not my job, number one. Number two, we have a religious oaths provision in the Constitution that says there will be no religious oaths for office. There's no required set theology for precisely these kind of reasons. So that's why you got to be very careful saying somebody should be disqualified because of their particular faith or lack of faith or brand of faith. I mean, I think that the founders put that in there for a reason. And that doesn't mean, look, individually, you can use any factor you want. We live in a free country. You can make that determination. But there's a reason there's an oath provision in the Constitution of the United States. Our phone lines are open for you at 1-800-684-3110. A lot to talk about on the political front, and we want to hear from you on that. We're talking also about the Fairness Doctrine. Folks, we are at about 198 right now signatures on the discharge petition. Our goal is to get to 200 by the end of or when the break starts. So we just have either this week, and it may not even go past that. So if you've got, you haven't added your name yet, we want to encourage you to do so today. It's 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255. And by the way, next week's broadcast, you're going to want to stay tuned. Another troubling development, this time the ACLU targeting the Naval Academy. Why? Because they have a prayer given at their meal. They've only had that, for 200 years. But again, this is going to be a big issue. We're going to talk about it next week. Again, another controversial subject. So again, that's the reason why we want to make sure broadcast freedom is protected. And again, add your name at 1-877-989-2255. Jordan, who's next?
Jeff's calling from Alabama on line one. Jeff, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hi, Jeff.
Thank you. Hey,
sure.
Jay, I'm a believer in Jesus Christ also, but I'm voting for the issues. And
okay.
I'm a Vietnam veteran also, and at best, John McCain is a moderate, but given the choice between somebody I agree with 20% of the time or somebody I agree with 80% of the time, I'm going to have to go with John McCain.
So you're looking at it from the standpoint of, and by the way, I appreciate your service to the country during the Vietnam War. You're looking at it, and it's, you're taking the fact that you're not going to agree with either candidate on all of the issues, but you look at who you agree with more or another. I think that's a valid, by the way, a valid consideration, whether you're for Obama or for McCain, is you may not agree with any of them on all the issues. And I think some of that, I think, is playing, I wanted to run that by Than and Jordan, get your comments on that. I think there is this process within the Democratic side and the Republican side that none of them are lining up 100%, but the job is you get whoever you're most comfortable with on most of the issues.
That's right. I think there was a very divided primary. I mean, primary season, Republican primary was divided up between multiple candidates. People were passionately behind different candidates, and people still are passionately behind those candidates. And on the Democratic side, it was a battle for all battles. It went right into the beginning of summer. wounds are still being healed. There was a pretty big difference between Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton, especially on experience and background. So again, I think there's a coming together moment. It hasn't happened in either parties yet. It may not happen until the vice presidential selections are made. And I don't think you're going to see a lot of movement and a lot of difference going on with the campaign until we get to the conventions and then the debates, because that's when the focus of the general population in America, not just those of you who are listening to programs like this who are really engaged on the issues, but when the general population starts to really care about questions like, how would you handle Iraq? You've said this. What do you say now? Until the population cares about that, the voting population, I think we're going to see kind of the same kind of momentum building up to those conventions.
Dan, are you getting the same sense as well?
I am, Jay. And, you know, I think it's important to point out here that the relevance of the presidential politics on the issue that we're talking about today. I mean, the fairness doctrine, the role that the future president is going to play is going to be very significant. If the Broadcaster Freedom Act doesn't pass, this next president is going to have the opportunity to change the makeup of the FCC, and they will have, in turn, the power to bring back the fairness doctrine. So it's important that these folks that are still making up their mind ask these presidential candidates where they stand on it, because it may not take an act of Congress to bring it back. The future president may not even have to do it directly. He can just change the balance of the FCC and bring back the fairness doctrine that way.
Yeah, without legislation, so there's a lot at stake there. Again, folks, if you want to make sure we get broadcast freedom in place, no matter who the president is, it's 1-877-989-2255. By the way, tomorrow's broadcast on Fridays, I really want to get into this presidential politics. We want to get inside of your head how you're thinking about that. So be thinking about that over the next few days. If you're for Obama, give us a call. If you're for McCain, give us a call. If you're for Barr, give us a call. If you're for neither of on none of the three, you can give us a call, 1-800-684-3110, and certainly on tomorrow's broadcast as well. Jordan, who's next?
Let's go back to the phones. Linda is calling from Texas Online 4. Linda, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hi, Linda. I have two comments. One is about the fairness doctrine. I find it interesting that the media has followed Obama all the way to Europe, to Israel, and to Iraq and all.
Yep.
And the media is now, they're even saying it themselves, that it's not fair. What they're doing is they're not showing McCain the attention at all. And they're not going to, obviously. But it seems like it's all lining up.
Well, the media, there's no doubt about it. This trip of Senator Obama's, I mean, there was a lot of complaints that he hadn't gone over to the Middle East, and then all of a sudden he goes and all of the media's covering it. So you got to give him this. I mean, whether you agree with him politically or not, his media savvy people in his campaign, they're running an effective campaign in that regard. So you've got to give credit where credit's due in that. It's gotten a lot of attention. Look, I think that anybody that's running for president of the United States needs to be over in the Middle East, so I'm not going to criticize anybody for going, no matter how long it took them to get there. The fact that they go, to me, is critical to understand that, and now Senator Obama has done that, and I think that was wise. You've got to get a handle from the people on the ground. Senator McCain has been a number of times before. Again, getting reports from people on the ground, that's the best way, because the presidents can be confronted with a major decision on this. Let's try to get one more call in.
Bill's calling from Rhode Island on line one. Bill, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hi, Bill.
How you doing?
Great.
I'm just calling it to say that I've been, you know, reviewing like the major papers, New York Times, et cetera, and the amount of coverage of Obama on the front page, they already elected him president, and they're swaying a lot of people. You know, I'm not a fan of either one of them, you know, but Kate isn't getting that sort of coverage.
You know what, though? You know, here's the thing. You can't blame the media and I know some talk show hosts are, for giving coverage to the candidate who's going over there and making this. The media enthusiasm, this is making the news, which is a slow news cycle. And I understand that some people are saying, and I get it, that there's not fair coverage. It's not balanced coverage in the sense that you got the major three network reporters all over there. But the fact of the matter is, I think we have to be realistic. This is what the election season has brought, and this is what we're dealing with. And, Jordan, I suspect that's not going away, that the media frenzy on the Obama campaign is going to continue. But also, listen, as the campaigns come to their conventions, that's going to make a big deal also.
Well, the truth is Barack Obama is a new character to politics. John McCain's been around for a long time in politics. He's run for president before. The news has covered him before. Barack Obama has a lot of interesting new things to cover. He's never really made this kind of foreign trip, never really commented on these issues. People have questioned that. So I think that's why there's so much attention. And Senator McCain has been around the block a few times.
There you go. There you have it, folks. We'll be taking your calls on this tomorrow and other topics. You go to your phones right now as we close the broadcast out. We want to make sure we can keep this broadcast. Boy, we talked about controversial issues today. Here's the number, 1-877-989-2255. Add your name to get broadcast freedom protected. That's 1-877-989-2255 or ACLJ.org.